For the daily inspiration, we have some good news. In Mark chapter 7, verse 15, it says, "There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man." And then further down in verse 21, Jesus says, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things, these evil things, come from within and defile the man." Today, for the daily inspiration, I would like to draw our attention to that which comes from within, and the waters which flow out of our lives. The title I have for this morning is "Pure Lives Start in the Belly," and we find here in this passage in Mark, Jesus teaching about the things which come out. It's not the things which go in. You know, the religious people would like to say that if I keep myself from certain things, say I don't put alcohol in my body, then I haven't defiled the body. But Jesus says it's much more than that. It's the things which come out. Those are they which are defiling. So I would like to also turn our attention to John chapter 7. And in John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, "He, in that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So there is nothing that is from without the man that can prevent these rivers of living water from flowing forth out of the man. And I guess I would like to propose today that the answer to the sickness, the answer to the bitterness, back in Exodus we see the children of Israel and they're wandering through the wilderness and they come to the Mara, the oasis, and there's water there, but it's bitter. And then something needs to be done to change the bitter water to sweet. And what needs to be done is we need to drink at the fountain of Jesus. We need to believe on him as the scripture hath said. And that believing on him as the scripture hath said is the very act of putting aside ourselves, putting aside the focus of me first, putting aside the God of the belly. And that's what it says. Further on we find their God is their belly. I think it's in Philippians chapter 3, and they glory in their shame. In Romans chapter 16, we find that they serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. So he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I don't believe that Jesus spoke those words by accident. Out of the belly, it comes the issues of the heart, comes the truth of the heart. The truth of the heart is either we serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but our own selves and our own focus first, or the other option is that we first serve the Lord, and out of our belly flows rivers of living water. So what is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scripture hath said? It is simply this, repentance. It is simply the turning from the focus of myself and turning to the focus of the kingdom needs, the serving the Lord, and that may mean the people around us. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. If we want to serve the Lord, what we must do, beloved, is get off the focus of ourselves and what's going to suit me best, what clothes do I like, what smells do I like, what vehicles do I like, all these things, what difference does it make what we like? We must lay those things aside. And I know there's some practical issues in those things, but what I want to inspire us here today is to lay aside the self-focus and instead focus on the Lord Jesus. Do what he said. Believe in him as the scripture has said. And let us see what would come forth would be rivers of living water, sweet water, easily usable water, that people can rejoice in that goodness that they see coming out of our lives, instead of out of the belly flowing these things that I read here of evil thoughts and adulteries and fornications and murders and thefts and covetousness and wickedness. And, you know, beloved, we see too much of that in the world. There's too much of these kind of things which flow forth, and they market them and they try to promote them to each other. Well, beloved, let us be of the sort that have rivers of living water that flow out of us. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life.